If you have just joined us, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this morning's program on this auspicious, beautiful morning of Jumu'ah. Joining us right now is going to be Mufti Sahib for the presentation of the Tafsir, News, Views, and the Q&A program. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and Jazakallah khairan for joining us this morning.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Hafiz Wadi. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Junaid Mota and Dawood Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, Friday, Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week for us as Muslims, as enshrined in Mishkan Sharif by Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter number 56, Suratul Waqi'ah, and verses number 86 to verse number 89. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the previous lesson spoke about when a person is on the verge of dying, then the people are looking at him and they're just looking, they can't do much, and we are there and we are the nearest to him. So Allah Jalla Wala is in control of the entire universe and creation, and who are yuhyi wa yumeet. Only He gives life and He gives death. So Almighty Allah is giving them a challenge. These atheists and those people who are secularists and capitalists and so forth and so on, that you are the one, you say you don't want to believe in Islam. So why not? Allah is giving them a challenge. Do this, do that. So here Almighty Allah teaches us chapter number 56, Suratul Waqi'ah, and verse number 86. وَلَوْلَا إِن كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ. So why not? If you are from those غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ, that you don't have any yaqeen, firmness, conviction in the day of justice, that there is paradise, there is hell, there is reckoning, you don't believe in all these things there, then what you should you do? تَرْجِعُونَهَا. So you should be calling the deceased people who are in sakarat, in the pains and pangs of death, call them back and see if you can rescue and save their lives and so forth while they are being transferred to the new realm. When a person dies, then he goes to a new world, a new realm. Chapter 23 and verse number 100. وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. He goes to the barzakh. He goes to the partition, the place between the dunya and the world and the akhirat and the year after. And that is Jannah and paradise, or Jahannam, the hellfire. How in Cape Town we have the Indian Ocean, Atlantic Ocean. مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان. There's a partition, there's a barrier there. Whether we can see it or not, but the fact remains, the color of the oceans are different, the taste is different, the temperature is different. So who is doing all this? Qudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So Almighty Allah is teaching a lesson to all these 7 billion plus people in today's world, that you are the ones who don't want to believe in a messenger, Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You don't want to believe in the message, the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. فَلَوْلَا إِن كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ. So why not? If you are, and definitely you are from those people, who do not have any conviction in the death and post-death and after death what will happen. So the Jihunaha, call them back, those who have died, save them from death if you have the power. In kuntum sadiqeen, if you are truthful. Obviously no one has the power. And every person has to die. Kullu nafsin zaiqatul maut. Every person shall taste death, and every creation shall taste death, and every living being shall taste death. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in chapter 28, verse number 88, and that is Surah Qasas. Almighty Allah teaches us the last verse, Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajah. Everybody, everything shall perish in the universe. Malakul Maut, the angel of death, he also will experience death. Imagine death. Only he, Almighty Allah, was, is, will always be. Because he is the exclusive Khaliq and Malik, the only exclusive creator and the exclusive owner of the entire universe. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, Takthiru Zikra Hazim Al-Lazat. Remember abundantly the destroyer of pleasures. We eat, we drink, we sleep, we enjoy, and the bounties and favors of Almighty Allah ever recurring, showering upon us. And suddenly death comes. That person, everything is removed from him. All the wealth, all the so-called properties, assets, everything. Hazrat Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, the sage of the age. What a wonderful lesson he gave us. Go read his work, Gunyatul Talibin. He was a Waliullah, he was Pirani Pir, he was a Hanbali scholar, and he left his legacy for me and you. وَكَمْ مِنَ كَفَنٍ مَغَسُولُهُ. How many kafan and shrouds are being washed every day? Where he or she passed away, he or she was martyred by the jutlas, the haramis and the murderers. وَكَمْ مِنَ كَفَنٍ مَغَسُولُهُ. How many a kafan and shroud is washed every day? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْهُولُهُ. But the person who has to go into the shroud and kafan, me and you, is busy day in the market, in the mall, in the bazaar. You ask the Pakistani, Indian, wo kaha hai? Where is that person? He'll tell you, wo ghe dukaan ke paas, hello paisa ke paas. You see that? The shop's name also, hello paisa. How are you, oh money? You see that? Wa kam min qabarin mahfuru. How many a grave is being dug every day? Oh Ummah, for you the man. Friday, it is sunnah, mustahab to go to the cemetery graveyard. We are in Bratia, my brother Ahmad Abdi, Hafidahullah. Allah reward him, Allah reward my host. Brother Haji Sikandar Qasim, his man, mashallah, son, Maulana Zakaria. And we will go here, inshallah, to the graveyard in Bratia. My colleagues are buried here, Hafiz Usman Tayyam, and Maulana Yusuf Bamji, and many others. So we will go, inshallah, we'll make some time and go make dua for the Amwat and Mawta. Allah Jalla Wala grant them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. He Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul al-Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Al-Mawta kal-Ghariq al-Mutaghawis. The people who passed away, they're like a person who's drowning and screaming and shouting for help. Hazrat Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu state, وَكَمْ مِنَ خَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُهُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُهُ. How many graves are being dug every day? And me and you have to go into the grave? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُهُ. And we are deceived for the occasions of joy and happiness. Today I just bought my new BMW, be my wife. Today I just passed with Komloday and distinction. Today I just wrote my examination and the professor, doctor told me that I have passed with flying colors. My daughter just got fixed and I just hit my next million and next billion. So that is our life today. Takes us away from the greatest majesty of all, Allah Azza wa Jalla, and diverts us from the love and ish and muhabba of Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. that all these occasions of joy and happiness, yet it is deception of this world. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمٍ ضَاحِكُ. How many a person is smiling today? My health is very good. My business is flourishing. My children are excelling. And everything is good. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمٍ ضَاحِكُ وَهُوَ عَنْ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُ. O Muslim, O non-Muslim, O human being, you're supposed to be the masterpiece of Allah's creation. Very soon, you will be history. Therefore, they called it history. Break up the word and see his story. He passed away, and now people will praise him or her and say this is his history. So we all will go through that. Nobody lives forever. Remember that. So here, Almighty Allah is warning us. Remember that. Now when we started the surah, chapter 56, surah Waqi'a, so what we did, we said that Allah mentions, وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا. You are three categories, three groups. السَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ. And thereafter Allah mentioned, أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينَ. Then أَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ. Now we come into the ending of the surah and chapter. So all Almighty Allah makes mention of the three groups again. So the first one, the prophets, the messengers, alayhimu salatu wasalam. فَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. Hence, as for those who are the muqarrabin, the nearest to all Almighty Allah's mercy, and they are the special ones. By all Almighty Allah in the prophets and messengers, there is selection and not election. You see, when there's elections, then you have haramis like Trump and Netanyahu and Setanyahu running the show and so forth. فَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ فَرَوْحُ وَرَيْحَانُ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٍ. فَرَوْحُ means فَرَحْمَةُ. So Almighty Allah says, لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Nobody becomes loses hope and disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah, except the people who are non-Muslims, you see. So Almighty Allah uses that word there, and Surah Yusuf, and that is, لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. So therefore, Al-Qur'anu yufassiru ba'duhu ba'dah. Certain verses of the Qur'an Sharif, they elaborate and explain the other verses. So non-Muslims, they lose hope and become disillusioned and despair in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Surah Yusuf, chapter number 12 and verse number 87. And for me and you as Muslims, chapter 39, verse 53. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Inna Allah yaghfiru adh-dhunuba jami'a. Oh my servants, you went beyond the limits. You committed so many major crimes, so many vices and sins. We all are guilty today. There's no person on the face of the earth who can say he's living and he didn't commit sins. So minor sins, major sins, heinous crimes. So whatever it is, but certain crimes and sins we committed. So لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never despair, never become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Every saint has a history, and every sinner has a spotless future. Remember that. Our future is spotless, and worse, it's white. So we still have hope. Allah says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. People can castigate, criticize, condemn us. But Allah Jalla Wala is motivating us. Sayyidina Ali, Haydar al-Qarrar, Fatih Khaybar, when they asked him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, Ayyatu ayatin arja indaka fi kitabillah. Which ayat and verse in the Noble Quran motivated, inspired you the most? He read this verse. Chapter 39, Surah Zumar, and verse 53. We should be reading Quran and taking message from there. فَرَوْحُ وَرَيْحَانُ وَجَنَّةُ نَحِيبٌ. Rayhan, the fragrance coming from Jannah and Paradise. So that is beyond our perception comprehension. وَجَنَّةُ نَحِيبٌ. and the garden of prosperity, happiness, joy, and all this is beyond our perception, comprehension. Because Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, Ma la aynun ra'at, that no eye has ever seen something like this. Wa la udhunun samiat, and no ear has ever heard anything like this. And wa la qatara ala qalbi bashar, no mind can perceive and comprehend it. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on and read the Quranic verse, from Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, chapter 32. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. All the joys and pleasures which Almighty Allah has kept hidden for you, you don't know it, O human being. But believe you me, it is something extraordinary. It is something extra special. And when you just enter into Jannat al-Firdaus, you just enter there. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ. Almighty Allah removes all the malice, rancor, hatred, everything. Everlasting joy, prosperity and comfort and so forth. No worry, no sorry, no anxiety. Today is Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, the last Friday of Rabi'ul Akhir. So beg Almighty Allah for ourselves, for the marhumeen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. Ya Allah, grant us jannat al-firdaus. Grant our parents, our siblings, our asatiza, the entire ummah of Mustafa. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who passed away with Iman and Islam, jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We are here in Brits, mashallah, and today is the 24th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1447, and we present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, and internationally. The Juntas, Haramis, one side, they will tell you ceasefire, but the other side, they will continue their killing. So yesterday, they martyred and murdered three Palestinians, and they in Hebron. You know where Hebron, Khalilur Rahman, when Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is buried, when Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam is buried, and Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam is buried, and their honorable spouses are buried next to them. So they also, they martyred and murdered our people. Allah's curse is on this nation. They are the swines, they are the pigs, they are the monkeys, and they are the donkeys and the dogs. All these words I use are enshrined and mentioned in the Noble Quran for the Jutlas. Go and read and you will find chapter 5, verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Almighty Allah made them into monkeys and swines and pigs. Today is Friday. Go open Suratul Jumu'ah, chapter 62, verse 5, regarding their rabbis and spiritual leaders. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. They are like the donkeys, and you load upon them the big, big encyclopedias. So their terrible example is just like that. فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ. You see that? They're just like the dogs, Quran, the Karim states. So go read Surah A'raf, chapter 7, verse number 176, and so forth. You will find all that in the Noble Quran. Trumpeting away, the war criminal also, he admitted to the genocide. He said, we gave arms for Israel, whatever they wanted, so that you also an accomplice in that genocide and ethnic cleansing and war crimes. So he threatens Hamas. Why are you killing so many people? Meaning not the Jutlas. Why are you killing others? So what the hell that got to do with you? When these people are collaborators, spies for your apartheid, terrorist, Nazi regime of Israel, so we have all the right to send them to Jahannam and the hellfire. They are munafiqeen and hypocrites, you must remember that. And many of them have made tawbah, repented, and joined the rank and file of Hamas. The biggest thing that is harming America, Israel, and the West, Germany, Britain, and India, and them. How come more than 2 years have passed already, and still Hamas are standing, and the Mujahideen are waiting? We love death and martyrdom, and you Jutlans Haramis, in Suratul Jumu'ah, Almighty Allah teaches us, chapter 62, verse number 8, إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم. The death you're running away from, it must reach you. You must fret. And if you don't understand what's the meaning of fret, you must die like a dog. You see that? So you see 2 million jutlas ran away to different parts of the world from Israel, but death will come to them and they'll die like dogs. I told you yesterday, يَذْرِبُونَ هُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ. Whilst they are in Sakarat, in the pains and pangs of death, the angels are striking them on their buttocks and on their front and on their faces and everywhere. So you don't see it, that is my fault and your fault, but it's happening. So you ask to offer and give rewards to the people of Gaza if they find the bodies of the hostages. So you murdered, you killed 500,000, more than 1 million Palestinians there in Gaza. So all the rumble and everything. Yesterday one journalist was asking one person that all this what Russia did in Ukraine, who must pay for all the damage? So he said, obviously Russia must pay. So then the journalist asked that all the harm and all the things that happened in Gaza, who must pay? According to your law, if Russia must pay for all the harm, damage they in Ukraine, so the law of analogy will tell you that the Jutlas and the Jews and Americans must pay. Say, no, I'll come back to you. So this is the white man. This is the West. A bunch of hypocrites, double standards and that. And Allah has disgraced them and humiliated them. Alhamdulillah. Trump calls the genocide a fictitious thing. You see that? We say never really happened. Fictitious it is. So you must remember the ICJ called it a genocide. ICC called it a genocide. The Amnesty International called it a genocide. Your Beit Shalom, that is your own human rights, that Israel calls it genocide. But from the donkey, you must remember, doesn't accept it. So if you got donkey brains, what must we do then? So Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, is dismantling democracy in Israel. You see that? He's lust for power. You see the Pharaoh, he had that lust for power. He wanted to be the king of kings. He was so drunk with power, the Pharaoh Fir'aun, he even claimed and said, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la, I am your supreme being, divinity in the form of humanity and so forth. I told you several times, me, I like Putin. Why I like Putin? I like Putin because anybody harms American interest, Israeli interest, so we will support them, Muslim, non-Muslim, whoever harami it is also. So Russia giving Ukraine a good threshing and a good hiding, whether it be in Kiev or other cities. And today is day number 1331. More than 3.5 years already. Well done to Russia. From Russia with love, you know. Venezuela. So he didn't say U.S. is a killing, is a trawling and killing the people there in the Caribbean. You see that? So they feel they can just go in other people's country and shoot their vessels and boats, kill people. So now he tells the CII, go right inside Venezuela and go and kill them. They want regime change. You see that? How about some regime change in America? Because you got shut down, it means you're a hopeless guy, Trump. How about some regime change there in Israel? You see that? Because you must remember that our Hamas, we are so happy to be associated, affiliated to Hamas. They send 100,000 of your soldiers straight, you must remember, to the clinics and hospitals. And we are very, they'll never come back to Gaza, the haramis. And 10,000 plus your soldiers straight to hell. So we say, Alhamdulillah. So that is why you wanted the ceasefire. Because your soldiers couldn't perform anymore. Because they had, you know, IDF. They had their diapers on. The Israeli diaper force. So India said Trump is talking a lot of nonsense and rubbish. That we will not buy oil from Russia. We will continue buying. You must remember that Trump and Netanyahu are serial liars. They just talk. And 90%, 70% of the things are not really authentic. So India say we know nothing about that. So meaning we will continue buying oil. We are a free country. We can buy from whoever we want to. 100% India, you are right. And America is wrong. U.S. to not listen to this. You know South Africa. You know South Africa under the Nationalist Party. From 1948 right up to 1990-1991, we had what was called apartheid in South Africa. Listen to what the New York Times have to say. The U.S. will prioritize white refugees. So if from Africa there's a black guy, or from India there's an Indian guy, or there is a non-white and so forth, your name will be last in the list. But there is one Afrikaner, some de Klerk, or some Botha, or some Foster, or some other, you understand, Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary, you see that? But it's a Burki and it's a Whitey, so they will get preference. Yes, bring them to America. Is that not apartheid? So I told you that the whole world, wherever you go with this Whitey, you must experience, they're the biggest racists. We never said all, we said majority of you. Hear from the own horse's mouth, the New York Times has carried that. So with the stupid, this Trump in power, so Trump is going to meet Putin in Budapest in Hungary. No date has been set, the venue, specific venue is not set, but they say very soon. Putin is a master, he knows how to turn them around his finger. The U.S. passport is no more in the top 10 passports of the world. You see how America is not advancing, it is retrogressing, going backwards, because you have donkeys running the show. So Trump, we must remember, is a rapist. He's a pedophile. He's guilty of 34 crimes in American court. He's a felon and criminal. So therefore, he must go to jail, just like Netanyahu and so forth. John Bolton, once upon a time, the bootlicker of, remember, Trump, and now critical of him. Once you are critical of Trump, he will get his ways and so forth and so. So he is the next guy to be indicted and so forth. So now there will be big court case and so forth. So not that John Bolton is a good guy, he's not a harami and so forth. In Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara, Jeddah, in Al-Mamlakatul Arabiyatul Saudiyah, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, they're very proud. They say that the amount of train passengers that used the trains in 2024 were more than 42 million people. So it is becoming a money spinner for them, especially the planes running from Makkah to Medina and, you know, back and forth and going this way, that way. I haven't sat in a train in Saudi, isn't it? So, because so long we haven't been there, 6 years now, Allah protect the Haramain Sharifate, Allah Ta'ala protect Majlisul Aqsa, and destroy all these Najdis, Wahhabis, if there's no hidayat for them, MBS and Umurtad bin Shaitan and company. See, Jutla, I told you, every day Allah is going to punish you. Chapter 7, verse number 167. No Maccabi Tel Aviv fans. So there's a soccer team, Maccabi Tel Aviv, right? So there are no Maccabi Tel Aviv fans, meaning no Jutlas will be allowed at the Villa match. So they at the stadium, why? They say because you'll cause too much trouble, or people going to smack you and hit you because you are the pariah state. You are the leper state. How people run away from people who have leprosy, that you are the people who are a leper state. You are a pariah state. You are an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, worse than the Nazis of Hitler and so forth. So that is one of the greatest karamas of Hamas. That Hamas changed the landscape in the world. 80-90% of the world stands with Palestine, and you have hardly any support, and people who are donkeys and morons only will support you. So you must remember that. This is another punishment, another nail in your coffin. Chapter number 7, verse number 167. Allah Jalla Wala states, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. The Jutlas, the Jews, Allah will continuously punish them till the day of justice and the worst type of punishment. So see that this great again. So Trump, now World Cup Day in 2026 in America, Mexico, Canada, Trump says that all these cities that are designated to host and hold the World Cup, but they belong to the Democratic Party, or let me, I'm a transport dictator, I will change the venues. So the Democrats say, we will take you to court. And so that is there. And FIFA, you haramis, you always used to say said there's no politics and we don't want no government to interfere. But now, yeah, America is interfering. You must take the whole World Cup away and move it to another country. We told you to kick out Israel and show them the red card, you haramis in FIFA. That also you couldn't do. But they kicked out and they won't come there. Now that's the grace for Israel. Let's come to our own beautiful country, South Africa. Lesufi, the premier of Gauteng, says 95% of the potholes are fixed up. Really, Lesufi? You sure you went to all the towns and cities in Gauteng? So you talk a lot of nonsense, let me tell you that. MTN has been voted as the best network. I only got MTN, you understood. But Allah's help, it seems to be working fine, Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, you see. Allah's fadl, Allah's mercy, whenever we start the program, you start something good in life, so always read. Chapter 7, verse 151. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Oh, beloved Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Why you, Allah, exclusively, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. You know, in birth, I'm here in Haji Sikandar Qasim's house. You see that? And in his bedroom here. I told him, Sikandar Bab, maaf karja, I took your bedroom also. He said, no, you don't worry. His son, Maulana Zakaria, they're making a lot of khidmat of Haji Ahmad Abdi and me. Allah reward them. So he told me that for 6 days, there's no water here in birth. So what the hell you guys are doing, ANC and DA and GNU and Government of National Unity and all these things here? Are you so hopeless? So yeah, they got JoJo, they got Bohole, they got this, they got that, all that. But what about the masses? They don't have all these facilities. So 30 years in democracy and what you did? You just destroyed the country. So therefore, I told you 100 times, me, I never ever voted ANC or DA or EFF or all these people here. So we have no confidence in them. You see, Gaitan McKenzie, another chamcha sidekick of the Israelis. So in the Citizen newspaper, they say, after South Africa won the match and now they're going to participate in the World Cup there, you must remember in America, his behavior is like a drunk uncle at the parties. He's supposed to be the minister of sports, but his behavior is like a drunk uncle at the party. So they're a disgrace, you must remember that. So today, inshallah, that between 10 and 10:30, the nikah announcements will be made. All of you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, your son, daughter, grandchildren, your friends, family, somebody getting married, send it now, all the nikah announcements. Then Moha Zahidka will announce it on Markaz Sahaba. The voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, inshallah, inshallah, between 10 and 10:30. So just send the WhatsApp message. We won't come. We're just practicing reviving the Sunnah. He, Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, A'linun nikah. Announce the nikah and the marriages. Waj'aluhu fil masajid. And perform it in the masjid. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. The khutbah today will be rendered by Sheikh Salih bin Humaid. He is the oldest imam and is the grand mufti now of Saudi Arabia. Very, very intelligent person. I met him many, many times. So inshallah, we hope that he'll deliver a good khutbah, inshallah, in the sermon. So it will be around 11:06, 11:07 our time, South African time. And Saudi time, 12:06, 12:07. So we'll take the khutbah and the salat, and thereafter we will translate and make dua. And thereafter, inshallah, Fajr salat here is 5 o'clock, and after that we'll have a program till Ishraq, inshallah. And Jummah Azan will go at 12:25, and the lecture will start at 12:35, inshallah, Aziz. It will be live on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So yesterday I had received so many messages. The message went viral regarding Mufti Ibrahim Smith. I'll only say, make one comment. Whenever people sent it to me, I just said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And Allah protect us all. So he has been released. That's all I can say. Everything else, all may Allah Jalla wa Allah knows. And Allah knows the best, remember that. But I told you when I ended the program yesterday, today, meaning yesterday, It will be a sad day for us South Africans. So may Almighty Allah Jalala have mercy on the lady, I don't know her at all, and Allah have mercy on the Ummah, and Almighty Allah protect us and so forth, and protect the Ulama-i Rabbani, Ulama-i Haqqani, the true, true Ulama, and remember that may Almighty Allah have mercy on our Mujahideen and our Marhumeen and Shuhada as well. And inshallah, as I told you, that today we will go to the graveyard. Once again, we thank our Haji Sikandar Qasim, his family, and mashallah, Maulana Zakaria. Maulana Zakaria is a sharpshooter. We've got 8 children, you know, 6 daughters and 2 sons. So I told him, Maulana, you're making your own soccer team here, mashallah. So that is there. So Allah reward them all. Gee, Hafiz Wadi, you got 15 minutes or so left to rest by your after the query.
Is it permissible to make dua for non-Muslims for the hidayah and for the shifa?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Anything we want to know, we must go to the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. So Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah elevated the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much. So therefore he, Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to all Majallah Jalla Wala, the entire universe. Chapter 21, and that is Surah Anbiya, in the 17th Jews, 17th Para, verse number 107. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it's a mercy to the entire universe and creation. So the Master alayhi salatu salam came with a global message, international message for all time, all places. So 100% we must make dua for the non-Muslims. It is the month of Muharram. It is the 7th of the Hijrah. This side are the Muslims, on the opposite side are the Jews. And the battle of Khaybar is about to ensue and take place. But before the battle, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu addresses Sayyidina Ali, Ya Ali, the ayya hadiyallahu bika rajulan wahidan khairul laka min hamri na'am, that it is better for you that through your efforts one person embraces Islam than the red, red camel. Nowadays we will just change it, the birth means of conveyance today is no more camel, is better than all the red Ferraris and red Lamborghinis and Bentleys and Porsche and Cadillacs and Rolls Royce and Mercedes and all that put together. So that is there what is. So we must make dua and make effort for the non-Muslims also and those who are ill. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Abu Sa'id Khudri says, we were going past a village, their leader, non-Muslim, their chief, he was very ill. So I read Surah Fatiha 7 times and blew on him. Lo and behold, and he was cured. So they gave us a whole big amount of sheep and goat and so forth. So we slaughtered it, made halal, and we ate from there. We asked Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, no problem. So it shows that to make dua for non-Muslims who are ill and sick, totally permissible. And in that, we must always give them da'wah and Allah Ta'ala, that it bring them towards the radiant effulgence of Islam. And again, I repeat, everything to do with Diwali and selling Diwali cards and fireworks and whatever else, for us, is their business that they do it. For us as Muslims, absolutely haram. Always remember Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood. Man tashabba biqawmin fahuwa minhum. Whoever imitates and mimics a nation becomes part and parcel of them. Remember the fatwa and verdict of Amirul Mu'mineen, said Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, mentioned in Bayhaqi. Ijtanibu a'da Allahi fi eedihim. Stay far, far away from the enemies of Allah during their Eid, their festivals and celebrations. Whether it's Diwali, whether it's Guy Fawkes, whether it's Christmas, whether it's New Year, whether it's Rosh Hashanah, the New Year of the Jutlas, on said, Naksmet Yalat Adunni, we have nothing to do with you. Lakum deenukum waliyadeen. For you is your religion and for us is our religion.
Muftisab, does the aqiqah have to be done on the 7th day or is there flexibility on doing it on any other day?
Your wife gave birth today, Friday, mashallah. So when is the 7th day? Next week, Thursday. So preferably you do it on the seventh day, two goats or two sheep for the baby boy, one goat or one sheep for the baby girl. But for some circumstances, reasons, you couldn't do it, then on the 14, 21, 28 day, so any Thursday after that, you do it, so inshallah, Allah will reward you. But the sooner you do it, the better it is. Quran Kareem teaches us, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ سَابِقُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ بِرَبِّكُمْ. In good deeds and righteous actions, we must rush to do it. Do not procrastinate. The ulama wrote, أَتَّسْوِيفُ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Karenge, karenge, we will do it. So all this delay and procrastination is from Satan, Shaitan and Lucifer. So therefore do it as soon as possible. So there is flexibility. Remember, whether it be Qurbani meat or Aqiqah meat, you can give it to Muslim and non-Muslim according to the Hanafi jurors and scholars. According to Shafi's Hanbalis and them, your Qurbani meat, Aqiqah meat must be distributed and given to Muslims only, rich or poor, but only Muslim.
Mr. Sam, is it permissible to perform two rakats of wajib tawaf after performing your Asr Salah?
After you have performed Asr Salah, then thereafter you perform a tawaf, then remember you read two rakats Salah. So totally permissible according to the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis. The only people who say you can't read the two rakats Salah after your tawaf, and you read your Asr Salat already at the Hanafis. So Hanafis say you read it after the Maghrib Adhan. You know, throughout the year, basically, after Adhan, they give you 2-3 minutes, 5 minutes, depending on the season, and they read the two rakat Salat. The Shafi, somebody say Sunnah, Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Sallu qabla al-Maghrib rakatain. Sallu qabla al-Maghrib rakatain. Sallu qabla al-Maghrib rakatain, Insha'a. Christ Mustafa, Rahmatullil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, perform two rakat salat. That is after the Maghrib Adhan and before the Maghrib Salat. Hanafis use the other hadith. They say, La tazalu ummati bikhayrin ma ajjalu al-Maghrib. You must make a haste in the Maghrib Salat, then the ummat will remain in khayr and goodness. So everyone has their dalil and evidence. So you perform as a Hanafi tawaf, and now you have to read two rakat. So before your Maghrib Salat, you read it. After the Azan, or after the Maghrib Salat, you read it. After Isha, you read it. So all permissible. So Hanafis say you shouldn't read it after you have performed your Asr Salat.
Mufti Sahib, are there any hadith that say that which is the best day to give sadaqah?
So remember that Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, in Zadul Ma'ad and his great works, he is the celebrated student of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. So he said, Yawm al-Jumu'ah is the best day. You must remember to give charity. Why? Because it's Sayyidul Ayyam. So therefore, everything gets multiplied more and more. But when we give charity, then we must know what the Quran Kareem teaches us. Chapter number 33, Surah Ar-Rum, verse number 39, what Almighty Allah says, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. When you give your zakat, charity and so forth, and your aim is only solely to please Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. And He, Almighty Allah, will reward you multiple times, manifold times. How much you spend? وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. The abrar and the pious people are those. They will take their food or money or whatever it is. But food is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. And out of the love for Almighty Allah, sometimes they are feeding the miskeen. Zakat is only for Muslims. Here in this verse in Surah Dahar, it's for everybody we're speaking about. Voluntary charity, your khairat, sadaqat, voluntary charity. Sometimes you're feeding the miskeen, the poor and the pauper, destitute. وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. You are feeding the orphans. Their father passed away and they are minors. They don't know where they'll get the next meal, and you came and gave them that. You put your hand on their head. وَمْسَحْ يَدَكَ عَلَىٰ رَأْسِ الْيَتِيمِ. Put your hand on the head of the yatim child. You see that is often. وَأَسِيرًا. Those in prison and so forth. people are in prison, so you must remember that. So Allah alone knows why they're there, so we should help all the entire human race. So that is our Islam, but our intention should not be riya and wasuma to show off and so on and so on. It should be lillah fillah, solely only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Ji, last question of it was.
Ji. Okay, Sam, do ladies have to have a ghusl after Umrah is performed, after performing the Umrah?
It's not necessary even for the men. So what we do is that after the Umrah, the minor pilgrimage, then we shave our hair. And for the men to shave the hair is 100% sunnah. Hadith in Tirmidhi, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, Ibn Majah, He Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Rahim Allahul Muhalliqeen, Al Muhalliqeen, Al Muhalliqeen, that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says rather, Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah have mercy on this man who shaved their hair. And they said, "Wal muqassirin, what about those who trimmed the hair? Bi Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua once only for them." So the hadith in Ibn Majah. Why? Because these men who don't shave their hair, that's a sign of their pride and arrogance. See? So open Ibn Majah, you will find it there. So therefore we shave our hair. Now we want to feel, you know, our personal hygiene, so we jump into the shower and take a quick bath and shower and so that's good. But there's no must about it, it's not compulsory or mandatory, nor for the man and nor for the woman. And you ladies, once your umrah is finished, you go to your room, you don't have to wait for your husband, brother, father, son. Then you finish your tawaf, you finish your turakat salat, you finish your sahi, everything is done. So now you just take the scissor, take your hair, put it together, turn it around your small little finger, 1 inch, and you just cut it yourself. Totally permissible according to all four schools. So inshallah, our masjid here we're going is right next to our brother Haji Sikandar, Moana Zakaria in their house, Masjid al-Taqwa, and Jamaat will take place just now, 5 o'clock. And after Fajr, we'll have a program there, inshallah al-Aziz. And thereafter, we will be listening 11:06, 11:07 South African time, to the khutbah from Makkah Mukarramah, the Haram al-Makki, by Fazilatu Shaykh Saad ibn Hamid, Hafizahullah, is a very, very great scholar, mashallah, and the Grand Mufti of Saudi. That was the right choice MBS made. That is one thing they got right. And remember, then after that will be our Jummah here, and that will be live on Barakat Sahaba, 12:25, Adhan 12:35, the lecture will start, inshallah. It will be live on the Mark of Sahaba. Make dua, read abundant Durood Sharif. And you, the men, visit the graveyard also. You women, make dua for the deceased from your homes. Allah Jalla Wala make our Khatima on Iman. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.